It's Wednesday, and that means it's another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, we are continuing our tour of principals, if you will.
Yes.
We are bringing in all the new principals, and we've got one more left next week. We'll talk about Monty.
We don't want to leave him out.
We don't want to leave him out, yeah. But new changes at three of the four schools. Yes. And so now we're on three, and who do we have here today? We've seen this is a very familiar face in Sylacauga City Schools.
Yes, we have Mrs. Cindy Cleveland here today, and of course, she is not a stranger to the system or to Indian Valley. She just got promoted to a new role for this school year.
It's so exciting. You know, it's Ms. Cleveland, you've been here for, we were just talking, 27, 28 years.
Correct.
And you've been at Indian Valley that entire time, right?
All but seven.
All but seven, yeah. And so you have this just innate foundation of the area, the students, the families, the school itself. How do you take on this new task? You were an assistant principal, so now, right? So this is now in a new role as the principal. Tell us about how you're taking on this new task as principal.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
So yes, this is my first year as principal, and I had 7 years as assistant principal at Indian Valley. Started as a classroom teacher there. Many years ago, in 2006, I actually started at Indian Valley. I began my career in 1999. Mm-hmm. I'm from Sylacauga. I'm a graduate of Sylacauga High School. Came through the school system, so this community has always meant a lot to me, and this is where I wanted to teach. This is where I wanted to learn and grow myself. So I'm thrilled that I'm still in the system, and I love it dearly. And, of course, Indian Valley is my heart. I started as a teacher there, then went to interventionist, then I moved to assistant principal, and now principal, which I'm very excited about. So
Indian Valley students grades?
Pre-K through second.
I was going to say, so this is, pre-K is, I was confused on Pinecrest there for a second. So yeah, through second grade. So these are really formidable years. I mean, this is where they're starting out. And that is a tall task because you're not only just wrangling, trying to keep kids together, you're also trying to teach them something.
Right.
So how do you channel that in to what you do every day and make sure that the students are getting the most that they possibly can out of their education?
Well, we know that we're the foundation of learning. So our main goal is, one, to keep students safe, because this year our enrollment is up, which we are very excited about, but we are at 547 students currently.
That's incredible. Yes.
And we're very excited about that. We have grown. With that, we've added units because we are growing and continuing to grow. We have five pre-K classes now, excuse me. We did gain a pre-K class this year. We have 8 kindergarten units, 6 first grade units, and 6 second grade units. So first and foremost is the safety of the children and getting them acclimated to being in school, because we are the first step of school and they have many years ahead. So we want them to enjoy this experience, and we want school to be a safe place, but yet a learning place and a safe environment for them. So each day, our teachers, we all are a school family, and our goal is to get those students in the building, teach from the foundation. I always explain to parents, we're the foundation of a house. If the foundation's not sturdy, then as it continues, it's going to be a little rocky. We don't want that for students. We want our job is to promote and build a strong foundation for them of learning. We also want them to enjoy learning. Yeah. So we are tasked with providing hands-on activities. Play-based learning is something we're trying to bring in this year a little bit to allow them, because we know they're starting at the age of 4.
Yeah.
And we need them to be a 4-year-old at the same time that we're encouraging the academic piece. So we have added that to our day this year in a small amount of time. But they have standards to teach, and the students have standards to master. And that's going to help them as they continue on this journey for years ahead, especially as we feed into Pinecrest as a 3rd grade student. So.
And we've seen tremendous academic gains based on what they're doing in that building.
Yeah,
from the emphasis on reading and the emphasis on math, we've seen those achievement gains. And just want to mention, you know, with those pre-K units, those are funded by the Alabama Department of Early Childhood. They're not funded by our state department. Well, with those, they're only funded at about 75% of the cost. But for us, it is vitally important that these students have a strong foundation. So we believe in the power of what that pre-K can do. You know, I had one that went through the pre-K himself, and it was a wonderful experience, and he was very much acclimated to the school building, to the processes, and, you know, soared in kindergarten and so far is doing well in first grade as well. So we know how important that foundation is, and so we have to provide that additional funding for those pre-K classes. And so by adding an additional class also means adding additional funding responsibilities for us, but that's okay. We have to do what's best for kids, and we have to do what's best for kids in our community. So that was important.
I think if there's, you know, a note here that I can interject upon is how important it is to funding is really, I think, the key word here on what you're saying here. And I you know, don't want to take a good thing and make it politicized in any capacity. But I think it's vitally important that the stakeholders of Sylacauga City Schools and really the entire county, the community, the parents, the teachers, the city council, the employees, everybody, look at what the resources are that you have in front of you and say, hey, how can these resources and these foundations better equip our community? And when you start thinking about it in those lines and you start saying, okay, well, if I am investing money and resources and time, effort, and energy into these things like the Sylacauga City School System, it's going to make for a better community in whatever capacity down the line. So I think that those are topics and thoughts that you just have to really objectively consider. And as you said it best, you know, it's just something that you had to do. It was the right thing to do to fund this. Maybe sometimes not knowing where that money, that extra money is going to come from and, you know, living kind of on a whim and or a faith to know that it's going to come from somewhere because, you know, somebody's going to see those good deeds. Let's talk about the fact that you have hired from within. You've made, with the exception of Dr. Frost, you've promoted everybody from within.
Yes.
And I think that that's a true testament to your vision on making sure that there's buy-in from everybody, but also at the same time, you're empowering your current team to step into and challenge them into new roles that they are assuming. What does that mean to you to see a veteran educator like Ms. Cleveland step into this role?
Well, I've recognized her worth since I've been here, and of course, watching her in that role of assistant principal and really undergirding and going alongside Dr. Bruno, there was no doubt that she was the right person to take the helm. And you can ask her how that conversation went.
Yes, a day I'll never forget.
Let's hear it. We've had every one of these conversations has been different, but I can imagine how it went based on the pattern. It was probably a phone call from Dr. Eller that was like,
"Oh, this was in person." Hey.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
This was in person. Let's with the it. Easter Bunny actually leaving in a helicopter from Indian Valley.
Okay,
so we have a special visitor each year.
Yes,
from the Easter Bunny, we have a visit. Easter Bunny had left. We were all coming inside, and Dr. Eller was there and asked to speak to Dr. Bruno and myself. She kind of told us the plan, and as Dr. Bruno and I were heading back into the building, talking with each other, you know, our minds kind of spinning.
Yeah.
At that point, I had told Bruno about Pinecrest.
Yes.
Right, because that was the original move.
Correct.
Right.
Was her to go to Pinecrest.
So as before I got that curveball.
Sure.
Yes.
Right. And as we're walking into the back door building, we were going into a meeting. I don't know, a little lizard. They're the little purple lined lizards that we have around here. Was crawling on the door, and Dr. Bruno is very afraid of anything that moves. And it just so happened we were by a camera at the back door.
Okay.
And as the lizard moved, she turned around and pretty much ran me up. She ran me over. Down I go over the steps, all on camera.
Oh my gosh.
After we received the word.
What? Where can we get this video from?
Actually, it was then played.
Michael Robinson, if you're listening, yeah, please send us this video. Yes.
And I'm sure he will. we all did go in and watch it. It broke the moment. I said, sure, the good Lord knew we needed a laugh right
That's
then.
Awesome.
But yeah, because their faces were like, you want me to do what? Yeah. I said, it'll be okay. Y'all got this. I got to go now.
Right.
I love it.
So it was amazing. A great story, a day we'll never forget. And I'm just all funny. It was great fun, but I really appreciate the opportunity that Dr. Eller has given us.
Yeah.
I learned a lot from Dr. Bruno. She was my partner for 7 years.
Yeah.
But as she told me then, it's time for you to spread your wings and keep growing and growing in your own craft and make this yours. So I've had great mentors along the way, and I just appreciate the opportunity that Dr. Eller has provided me.
And she's doing a great job. She had to tackle, you know, with additional students comes additional challenges such as car rider line.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And so she tackled that. She came up with a plan, and now there's a double line in the back in the mornings for drop-off, and she was able to rally her team together, and they're doing a phenomenal job.
Yes, I have great support. Yeah. The staff, we're one. It takes every single person there to make things work.
And because you moved into your role, you now have a new assistant principal.
Do. His name is Mr. Wes Brooks, a former teacher at Pinecrest. He taught fifth grade math. And I actually met him through the TOPS program, through Sylacauga. It's the Teachers of Promise. And he had great leadership qualities and was deciding to kind of go that avenue. He's currently continuing that and is now first year assistant principal at Indian Valley and is doing a great job. So, and we were glad also to get another man involved in the elementary world. We don't have a whole lot. We have coaches.
Sure.
We don't have a whole lot of male teachers in the pre-K second grade classroom area. So just having another man on board there, and Mr. Brooks is doing a great job along the way too.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's a mainly female driven world in that in that aspect for sure. So yeah, when you see a male figure at an elementary level, at least you're like, you know, it kind of is like, you know, but you know, that having that figure in that place is I know vital and key. So that's awesome.
Well, and having so much growth in that building, you know, was one of the reasons at the last minute we had to move Coach Brewer, who's our baseball coach. Mm-hmm. He was going to be doing the access class at the high school and had background in elementary PE. Mm-hmm. And so Coach Brooks came to Miss Cleveland and said, this is too many kids, you know, these classes, I can't do this adequately. And so we moved Coach Brewer over there. So now we've got two male PE teachers that are doing a great job.
Great job.
So we love having those kind of problems. We want to see enrollment continue to move up in all of our buildings. We now have about 110 in our virtual school.
That's huge.
And they're awesome. Still taking enrollment.
That's amazing. So it's something to be proud of for sure.
Yes. Yes.
Well, Ms. Cleveland, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it. Best of luck as the school year goes along. And looking forward to great things happening at Indian Valley.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And Dr. Eller, as I mentioned a season just a second ago.
Yes.
Football season, volleyball season well underway.
Correct.
2-0 on the year.
Yes, it's exciting.
So got Leeds at home on Friday night.
That's going to be a challenge. Everybody there.
Yeah,
yes.
But we're looking forward to that. And volleyball is continuing their track as well, and wishing them the best of luck as the season continues.
Yes. Yes, we're having great starts to our seasons all the way around, and great start to the school year still. So
absolutely.
It's exciting.
Hopefully no rain and lightning on Friday night.
I know. I hope not.
Yes. Well, good deal. We'll see you next week on the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent. Thanks so much for being here.
Yes. Go Aggies.